Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to Chris Lee Speak English. 大家好，欢迎大家来到疯狂说英语。
Hi everybody, this is your old friend Jim, welcoming you to Crazily Speak English Tape Series. Now remember, I'm the best English teacher in China, because you are the best students, right?
You are right!
Hello, 朋友们，欢迎大家来到 Unit 19.
Why are you back so early?
举一反三 drill. Number 1.
Why are you always late?
Number 2.
Why are you always sick?
Number 3.
Why are you so upset?
Number 4.
Why are you so unhappy?
Number 5.
Why are you so sad?
Number 6.
Why are you so excited?
Number 7.
Why are you always so careless?
Number 8.
Why are you always so lucky?
Number 9.
Why are you always complaining?
Number 10.
Why are you always forgetting something?
Number 11.
Why are you always making trouble?
Number 12.
Why are you telling me this? I'm not interested.
Try to exaggerate, please, Jim.
Why are you always late?Why are you always sick? Why are you so upset? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so sad?Why are you so excited? Why are you always so careless? Why are you always so lucky? Why areyou always complaining? Why are you always forgetting something? Why are you always making trouble? Why are you telling me?This. I'm not interested.
通过 Jim 老师的慢速发音，大家一定可以体验到美语发音的魅力。Now, as quickly as possible.
Why are you always late? Why are you always sick? Why are you so upset? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so sad? Why are you so excited? Why are you always so careless? Why are you always so lucky? Why are you always complaining? Why are you always forgetting something? Why are you always making trouble? Why are you telling me this? I'm not interested.
额外财富 bonus.
Why are you always late? I don't know. It's a terrible habit. Why are you so upset? My bag was just stolen. Why are you so excited? I'm starting my new job tomorrow. Why are you telling me this? I know I can trust you to keep a secret.
Now, as slowly as possible.
Why are you...Always late. I don't know. It's a terrible habit. Why are you so upset? My bag was just stolen. Why are you so upset?Excited. I'm starting my new job tomorrow. Why are you telling me this. I know I can trust you to keep a secret.
Now, as quickly as possible.
Why are you always late? I don't know. It's a terrible habit. Why are you so upset? My bag was just stolen. Why are you so excited? I'm starting my new job tomorrow. Why are you telling me this? I know I can trust you to keep a secret.
额外成就感 extra achievement. 今天为大家分享的单词是一个单词双胞胎 excited, exciting.
Here's the rest.
My college life was exciting, but my work life is boring. I want to go back to school. We're all so excited about the concert tonight. What an exciting game. I hear that you know an exciting new way to learn English. Please tell me more.
Slowly.
My college life was exciting, but my work life is boring. I want to go back to school. We're all so excited.About the concert tonight. What an exciting game. I hear that you know an exciting new way to learn English. Please tell me more.
Quickly.
My college life is exciting, but my work life is boring. I want to go back to school. We're all so excited about the concert tonight. What an exciting game. I hear that you know an exciting new way to learn English. Please tell me more.
疯狂卖弄, real life dialogue.
Why are you back so early? Tonight's meeting was canceled. Why are you asking me this? Aren't you happy to see me? Of course I'm happy to see you. I'm just surprised to see you back so early.You usually come back very late.
Yeah, you usually come back very late.
Unit 20. I'm exhausted.
Don't stop.
首先大家来看一下这个漂亮的高难度的单词 exhausted 以及它的家族 exhaust.
We were all exhausted after the journey.The police have spent an exhausting day searching the woods. My patience is exhausted. Most people are exhausted by the hustle and bustle of city life. Teaching young children is exhausting work.
As quickly as possible.
We were all exhausted after the journey. The police have spent an exhausting day searching the woods. My patience is exhausted. Most people are exhausted by the hustle and bustle of city life. Teaching young children is exhausting work.
举一反三 drill.
I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm starving. I'm broke. I'm finished. I'm ruined. I'm depressed. I lost my job. I'm feeling very down. I'm fed up. I'm very interested. I'm excited. I'm very satisfied. I'm really mad at you.I am crazy about you. I'm crazy for you.
虽然这个句型非常简单，但这些句子都是在日常交往中起到关键作用的句子。我们请 Jim 老师用最慢、最夸张的方式再读一遍 slowly, extremely slow.
I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm hungry.I'm thirsty. I'm starving. I'm broke. I'm finished. I'm ruined. I'm depressed. I lost my job. I'm feeling very down. I'm fed up. I'm very interested. I'm excited. I'm very satisfied. I'm really mad at you. I'm crazy about you. I'm crazy for you.
Now as quick as possible.
I'm tired, I'm sleepy, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm starving, I'm broke, I'm finished, I'm ruined, I'm depressed, I lost my job, I'm feeling very down, I'm fed up, I'm very interested, I'm excited, I'm very satisfied, I'm really mad at you, I'm crazy about you, I'm crazy for you.
每天都操练一遍，一定对你的英语大有帮助。额外财富 bonus.
I'm tired. So am I. Let's take a break. Why are you so cranky? I'm starving. Do you want to go out and have some fun tonight?I can't. I'm broke. I'm fed up. I can't take it anymore. Come on, give me another chance.
Slowly.
I'm tired. So am I. Let's take a break. Why are you so cranky?I'm starving. Do you want to go out and have some fun tonight? I can't. I'm broke. I'm fed up. I can't take it.anymore. Come on, give me another chance.
Quickly.
I'm tired, so am I. Let's take a break. Why are you so cranky? I'm starving. Do you want to go out and have some fun tonight? I can't. I'm broke. I'm fed up. I can't take it anymore. Come on, give me another chance.
额外成就感 extra achievement. 今天要学的是一个非常地道的美国单词 cranky, very useful word.
Yes.
我们请 Jim 老师来读这些漂亮的句子。
I'm always cranky when I don't get enough sleep. Don't be so cranky. I just asked a simple question. My daughter gets cranky in the afternoons. He gets cranky easily.
Slowly.
I'm always cranky.When I don't get enough sleep, don't be so cranky. I just asked a simple question. My daughter gets cranky in the afternoons. He gets cranky easily.
As quickly as possible.
I'm always cranky when I don't get enough sleep. Don't be so cranky. I just asked a simple question. My daughter gets cranky in the afternoons. He gets cranky easily.
如此漂亮的单词 ,Jim 老师特别为大家奉献一个新的句子。
I get cranky if I don't have my morning coffee.
I get cranky if I don't have my morning coffee.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
I'm exhausted. Did you have a tough day today? Yeah, today was an extremely busy day. I had to finish 3 reports. Take it easy. Have a rest. I'll fix you a cup of coffee.
Fast.
I'm exhausted. Did you have a tough day today? Yeah, today was an extremely busy day. I had to finish 3 reports. Take it easy. Have a rest. I'll fix you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, take it easy. Have a rest. I will fix you a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Hi, my dear friends. You're welcome to Unit 21.
Why didn't you tell me? 你为什么不告诉我呢？
对了，你为什么不告诉我呢？
我们用三步法来进行学习。
Step 1. Listening carefully.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me?
didn't you 连读 didn't you didn't you 千万不要读成 didn't you didn't you 我请啊 Jim 老师再做一个示范 one more time
didn't you didn't you
very good didn't you OK 来看 step 2征服句子的第二个步骤是 repeating 请跟着我和 Jim 老师后面模仿
Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me?
Step 3 第三步就是跟着录音带大喊英文请将录音机的音量开到最大 1, 2, 3
Why didn't you tell me?Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me?
这样一个简单的句子当中包含了一个简单的单词，但是发音是非常难的。这个单词就是告诉 tell。首先是一个 t t 爆破音，然后是一个45度的 a a。最难发的就是这个舌边音，舌尖舔住上齿龈，气从舌不头的两边出来。气从舌头的两侧出来。我请 Jim 老师来示范一下。
Tell,
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 tell。
这个单词非常重要。详细的发音手势技巧，请看《疯狂说英语》的 VCD。Kim's note.
There are many times in life when you will need an explanation. This is the perfect sentence pattern for all those times when you really need to know why. Once you master this sentence pattern, you will never have to waste time wondering. If something is puzzling you, you can ask.
举一反三 drill. Number one.
Why didn't you wait for me?
你为什么不等我呢？我请 Jim 老师慢速、中速、快速各读一遍。Slowly.
Why didn't you wait for me?
Naturally.
Why didn't you wait for me?
Quickly.
Why didn't you wait for me?
Number two.
Why didn't you let me know earlier?
你为什么不早点告诉我呢？ Why didn't you let me know earlier? 最难读单词就是 earlier. 我请 Jim 老师来示范。
Earlier.
两个卷舌音 earlier,
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 earlier.
好，我请 Jim 老师再将这个句子慢速读一遍 slowly.
Why didn't you let me know earlier?
Naturally.
Why didn't you let me know earlier?
Quickly.
Why didn't you let me know earlier?
Number three.
Why didn't you call me?
Why didn't you call me? 你为什么不打电话给我呢？ Why didn't you call?Me. 好，请 Jim 老师再做一次示范。One more time, slowly.
Why didn't you call me?
额外财富 bonus. Number one.
Why didn't you apologize to her?
Why didn't you apologize to her? 你为什么不向她道歉呢？我请 Jim 老师夸张的、慢速的读一遍，请大家用耳朵仔细的欣赏。Slowly exaggerate.
Why didn't you?Apologize to her.
这里面出现了一个重点单词，就是 apologize. 我请 Jim 老师读三遍 three times.
Apologize, apologize, apologize. You did it perfectly.
Thank you. 我们来看 number two.
Why didn't you finish your work?
你为什么要完成工作呢？ Why didn't you finish your work?So, Jim, why didn't you finish your work?
Because I had to go to a meeting.
Is that a meeting important?
Yeah.
Extremely.
Extremely important.
Oh, 他说要去开会。我说那个会重要吗？他说非常非常的重要。好 slowly, one more time.
Why didn't you finish your work?
重点单词是 finish, 要收小腹 finish, 而且要上牙齿要住下嘴唇 finish, finish.把手放在肚子上，感到肚子在上下的抽动。Finish, finish, finish. 我请 Jim 老师示范一下 three times.
Finish, finish, finish.
As we go a little something like this.
亲爱的朋友们，下面是 number three.
Why didn't you tell me that you changed your job?
你为什么不告诉我你换工作了？我请 Jim 老师慢速读一遍 slowly.
Why didn't you tell me that you changed your job?
Naturally.
Why didn't you tell me that you changed your job?
Quickly.
Why didn't you tell me that you changed your job?
Why didn't you tell me you changed your job?
Why didn't you tell me that you changed your job?
Yeah, 很难读。Why didn't you tell me that you changed your job?
Why didn't you tell me that you changed your job?
发现如果大家学会了 why didn't you, 真的可以问外国人很多问题。Hey, Jim, why didn't you tell me that you changed your job?
I was embarrassed. I changed it because I got fired.
Oh, you got fired. That you changed. That's why you changed your job. Number four.
Why didn't you tell me you got divorced?
Why didn't you tell me you got divorced? 你为什么不告诉我你离婚了? Number five.
Why didn't you tell me you needed money? I would have lent you some.
你为什么不告诉我你需要钱?我可以借给你的。Why didn't you tell me you needed money? I would have lent you some.
Because if you lend money to a friend, you lose both the money and the friend.
对,如果借钱给朋友,既丢了钱,也丢了朋友。
Number six. Why didn't you tell me that you spoke Chinese? Why didn't you tell me that you spoke English?
Yeah, 你为什么不告诉我你会讲中文? Why didn't you tell me that you spoke? 注意过去时, you spoke Chinese.我请 Jim 老师慢速读一遍 slowly.
Why didn't you tell me that you spoke Chinese?
Because I don't speak that well, so that's why I didn't tell you that I spoke Chinese.
你太怕丢脸。
对，太怕丢脸了。Hey, Jim, why didn't you tell me that you spoke Chinese?
Because I don't speak that well.
No problem. If you can, I think your Chinese is enough to...get by to just to communicate basically.
See, that's the problem. People here give me too much credit. If yeah. I can speak a few words, they said, oh, your Chinese is so good.
That's our habit.
I know. If I were in France, there'd be no excuse if I didn't pronounce it perfectly. Oh. They wouldn't even want to talk to me if I didn't speak perfect French.
Wow.
Here they give me too much leeway.
记住、Jim 老师说在中国只要我偶尔冒两句这个中文中国的朋友就说哇你中文真棒。而在法国，如果他的发音不好，别人都懒得跟他说。所以说，中国人民真的是很友善 ，very friendly, right?
Yes, very friendly.
What a great day!
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the best day of my whole life.
Yeah.
超级财富 ，super wealth, number one.
Why didn't you let me know earlier?
你为什么不早点告诉我呢 ？I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance. 对不起，我没有机会。Hey, Jim, why didn't you tell me, why didn't you let me know earlier?
I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance.
Number two.
Why didn't you call me?
你为什么不打电话给我呢? I was afraid it was too late.
Nah, I'm a night owl.
他是一个夜猫子。Okay, Jim, why didn't you call me?
I was afraid it was too late.
Number three.
I went to Hong Kong yesterday.
Why didn't you tell me? Why did you call me?你为什么不打电话给我呢? Okay, Jim, I went to Hong Kong yesterday.
Why didn't you call me?
I'm sorry, I just didn't want, I just didn't want to bother you. 我只是不想打扰你。
That's too bad, because I had a big shopping list for you.
亲爱的朋友们,我非常高兴邀请到了 Jennifer 为大家录音。Hello, Jennifer, welcome to our studio.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.My name's Jennifer. I'm from America. I've been in China 3 months. I speak Cantonese and some Mandarin. Keep up the good work and good luck.
Yes, keep up the good work and good luck. Coming to 看疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue. I'm going to America next week.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? I could have helped you. I know a lot about America.I lived there for 5 years.
I planned the trip in such a rush, I didn't have time to tell anyone. That's the end of Unit 21. Unit 22.
What do you recommend?
你有什么推荐吗? Kim's note.
This is a sentence that can save you a lot of headaches in an American restaurant. You will probably be unfamiliar with the food and have a tough time deciding what to order.Use this sentence to ask the person you are eating with or the waiter for a suggestion.
Recommend 单词魅力无穷，是一个六星级的单词。Recommend is a six-star word. From today, I'm a master at using recommend. Today is absolutely worth celebrating.
我请 Jennifer 将这段话来读一下。今天是值得庆祝的一天，因为你掌握了六星级的单词 recommend。
Recommend is a six-star word. From today, I'm a master at using recommend. Today is absolutely worth celebrating.
一定要将这段话大声读十遍，从今天开始你就成为了 recommend 专家。举一反三 drill number one.
What do you think?
你认为呢？ What do you think? Number two.
What do you suggest?
你有什么建议？What do you suggest? 最难读的一个单词就是 suggest. 我请 Jennifer 老师读三遍 three times.
What do you suggest? What do you suggest? What do you suggest?
跟着我们录音带大喊这个单词 suggest, suggest, suggest. Number three.
What do you like?
你喜欢什么？ What do you like?额外财富 bonus number one.
What do you think?
你认为呢？
I think we should give it a try.
我想我们应该尝试一下。Give it a try, 非常地道的用法。I think we should give it a try. 我请 Jennifer 老师再读一遍 one more time.
What do you think? I think we should give it a try.
Number two.
What do you suggest?
你有什么建议?
All the food is excellent here. It's hard to say.
这里的饭菜都非常棒，很难说。 OK, 我请 Jennifer 老师再读一遍 one more time.
What do you suggest? All the food is excellent here. It's hard to say.
All the food is excellent here. It's hard to say. Number three.
What do you like?
你喜欢什么?
I like traveling, reading, and exercising. How about you?
我喜欢旅游、阅读和锻炼。你呢? One more time.
What do you like? I like traveling, reading, and exercising. How about you?
下面我们来重点攻击 recommend 的单词，超级财富 super wealth. Number one.
Can you recommend a good dictionary?
你能介绍一本好词典吗? Slowly.
Can you recommend a good dictionary?
Jennifer 老师的发音非常的清楚，请大家疯狂的模仿，将录音机的音量开到最大，反复听，反复跟读，反复操练。Number two.
Can you recommend a good hotel to me?
你能介绍一家好的饭店给我吗? Is this sentence useful?
Yes, it's quite useful.
非常有用。Can you recommend a good hotel to me? Slowly.
Can you recommend a good hotel to me?
Naturally.
Can you recommend a good hotel to me?
As quickly as possible.
Can you recommend a good hotel to me?
像吵架一样。Can you recommend a good hotel to me?Can recommend a good hotel to me? 这是一个非常大的挑战，但是用三字法来操练句子，可以快速将你的中国肌肉变成国际肌肉。
You have proven yourself audacious, courageous, and distinctly one of a kind.